change of zone number 1817 Laborio Ellendale LLC.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an MR medium density residential district to a MRRPC medium density residential district residential planned community for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek Hundred, Sussex County, containing 141.086 acres, more or less. The property is located on the west side of Old State Road, Road 213, and southeast of Sharon's Road, Road 641, also approximately 118 feet south of Wild Cherry Street, Lincoln. The 911 address is not available. The tax maps are District 230, Map 26, Parcel 115, 115.04, 122, and Map 230, Map 31, Parcel 3301. Thank you. And staff would submit that there was an exhibit booklet submitted as part of the record. There was a staff analysis, a site plan. As it did, based on the number of proposed units, it did go through plus. So there are the plus comments and the response to the plus comments. It also went through our technical advisory committee. So those comments are included into the record, as well as comments from the engineering department, utility planning department, and the natural the Sussex Conservation District. Thank you.
Before we get started on this, just because it's been a while since we've seen an RPC, so it might be worthwhile to go over that. Just briefly, if you bear with me for 1 second. So typically we see RPCs where it's a combined change in zone with an RPC overlay. In this particular case, some extent occurred previously, so the property is zoned MR now, and so we're not looking at whether MR is appropriate for this site or not. The RPC is a designation in the code that gives flexibility to a developer, a property owner, to allow them to kind of, again, be flexible and not be constrained to what's in, for example, the subdivision ordinance. What it says is, it provides for the application of design ingenuity while protecting the existing and future developments and achieving the goals of the comprehensive plan. And so there's flexibility in housing types, lot requirements, height, minimum yard requirements, and that sort of thing throughout the plan. An RPC, like a change in zone, is a recommendation from the Planning and Zoning Commission, and it goes up to County Council. But like a subdivision, the commission and council have the ability to put conditions on the RPC approval. Keep that in mind that you do, I imagine they're going to propose some conditions, and there may be some that we want to impose on it as well. And it'll go up to county council for the ultimate say as to whether it gets approved or not. It is kind of a unique animal. And then if it is approved as an RPC, they still have to come back to the commission for phasing plans and final site plan approval and all that, separate and apart from this process today.
So when was the MR granted?
I think it was either 2008 or 2009. And it's in the exhibit book as well.
We did this just before I came up.
Okay. Yeah. This is, the way that it's got to be MR is it's been here before. In fact, I think it was in that exact form that it was here before. And at that time, and what happens is the RPC part of it goes away, but the MR, once the zoning is changed, and this is something we're working on to address in our next round of ordinances, that these projects get approved. It got approved with an MRRPC. The RPC goes away after a certain amount of time if it doesn't happen, but the zone is changed and is changed forever. So in this case, what we're really talking about is the RPC, because the MR piece of this is already done. That ship sailed, they have that zoning, and they can do whatever they want to with it. So it's really about the RPC. And since I was the only one that was here the last time, it's all new, so here it is. So, all right, and with... did you have anything else, Ms. Cornwell?
No.
Okay, you're good. All right, yes, sir.
Thank you. Good evening. My name is Lou Ramuno. I'm the managing member of Laborio Ellendale, the owner of the property. I'm also an attorney, but I don't actually practice land use law. But
really? Are you a Delaware attorney?
I am, yes.
Is that right? And your bar number is?
Oh, I have it if you want it.
Oh, Mr. Robertson does. I believe you. He doesn't trust anybody, so he's going to want that bar number.
I don't need to see your card. It's just something we always, it's a tradition. We always ask the attorneys what their bar number is.
I'm from Wilmington, so.
So you really have one, though?
I do, yes.
Okay.
I carry it around.
We're going to check. We're going to check.
I can vouch for it.
And did you say you practice in Wilmington?
Well, I don't actually. I am licensed, but for the last 18 or 19 years, I've basically been developing a land. So we do, you know, self-storage, retail, you know, communities.
So he's a reformed attorney. That's what it is.
Is that it?
Pretty much.
A recovering lawyer. Okay. A recovering lawyer. Well, you know what? Welcome to Sussex County.
Thank you.
May have the floor.
Thank you. This is 141 acres, and it previously was approved, rezoned, and approved as an RPC back in 2008, as we've said. And which MR allows, of course, 4 units to the acre. We're looking for 224 single-family homes and 72 townhomes, which is about 2.11 units to, which is 2.11 units to the acre. So the key with the RPC, of course, is to cluster, I think, as we've said, and to allow us to save the woodlands. There's about 18 acres of woodlands to the south and 18 acres to the north, I think, and there's about 76 acres total that are, or 75, 76 acres of open space total that would be preserved. And we would focus the development closer to the heart of Ellendale, which is, in my mind, you know, Old State and Route 16 running through town. There's a lot of amenities that can be walked to toward that heart of the town. There's the Southern Grill, the post office, the bus stop. There's a trading post store, so there's some high quality amenities, the Southern Grill actually is really popular. I've never stopped there, but it gets good reviews, and I've always wanted to stop, but I never have. And there's also an amenity package that we would build, including a pool with a clubhouse, clustering also allows us to do that because then it makes the amenities that much more attractive, because we have other communities where you can walk to the amenities, and people seem to like that. I think we've already talked about a comprehensive plan. On the future land use map, you have Mrs. Cornwell's memo. The future land use map, of course, refers to this as a developing area, and in developing areas, townhomes and mixed uses are appropriate. And we do call for like 72 townhomes, as I've said. There's one more thing I wanted to add. I brought conditions of use. We had previously, or the prior developer had agreed to these, and we're amenable to them as well. Right?
Thanks.
That's all I have.
Good evening. For the record, I'm Zach Crouch with Davis Bowen and Friedel, registered professional engineer in the state of Delaware. My number is 12734, so.
Oh, I've got your number.
There's no doubt. Actually, I was the engineer back in the day on this project, and just to give a little bit of history. You know, May of 2009, the Planning Commission granted approvals on this exact same plan with the conditions that were presented to you. And the booklet that I provided basically goes over everything and actually a little bit more detail. And just in council, and then it went to council on June 30th of 2009, which they approved too. Just a little bit of history. And of course, back in those times, everything was, you know, fast and furious, and of course, all of a sudden, everything took a halt. We did get a 3-year extension. There was a 3-year extension on, or we had 3 years, and then we got one extension on it, and then it changed property owner. So while doing that, we were in the process of getting all the approvals, and at that particular time, Lawrence came to me and said that the MR stayed, but the RPC expired, and that's why we're here today. Yeah. So with that being said, I'm just kind of going to run through just so, I mean, because just like Mr. Wheatley said, I think the only one on here was Mr. Wheatley.
I was here.
Vince is here. So I'm just going to run through this, and then there again, the booklet kind of explains in more detail the process we went through and the approvals that we already received. And I can stand here and tell you that we have all of our approvals. The traffic impact study has been done. We have DLDOT approval on all the off-site improvements on Sharon's and South Old State Street, which is all the way up to 16. So with that being said, the property does lie in state level or state investment level 2 and 3. It's also in development area for the comprehensive plan. It also lies within in the sanitary sewer district. The sewer plans or the concept plans have been approved, and actually the sewer plans have been approved through county engineering department as well. The property is in a Milford School District. We already contacted the Milford School District. There's actually a bus stop that they requested out on South Old State Street. And also DART, we coordinated with them too for the same bus stop because they will have transit in this area. Ellendale Fire Department, and the property is not located in any of the floodplain. As originally, per the original application back in 2009, the exact same number of units, 224 single families, 72 townhouses. And by doing this, just like Mr. Romero stated, I mean, the whole purpose of the RPC was to preserve. These wooded areas here, in which there's over 36 acres to the north that's going to be in a conservation easement. And that way, by doing the smaller lots and the townhouses, and you can see the areas around the townhouses too, I mean, they're not, right against each other. It allows us to provide a lot more open space. Landscaping, there would be the required buffer around a perimeter of the project itself. I mean, there will be sidewalk street lighting and street landscaping throughout the community. The amenities will consist of a pool, building, tot lot, centrally located. And streets will be built through Sussex County's standards. As stated, a pump station, a part of the sewer requirements, there will be a pump station, which there again is located at the southeast corner of the site and has been approved through Sussex County Engineering. Will meet ordinance 38 requirements. Stormwater management has been through Sussex Conservation District, and the stormwater management has already been approved to June of 2015. Water would be provided by the Artesian Water and Ellendale Fire Department, as well as the State Fire Marshal's already approved the site as well. Electric is Dollar Electric Co-op, cable, Comcast, and of course telephone is Verizon. As stated, a traffic impact study was done. All the off-site improvements and all the TIS requirements have been met already. There's a letter. All these exhibits are in Exhibit 4 of your booklet, which is all the approval letters from DLDOT, Fire Marshal, Conservation District, engineering as well. And I do have a kind of a synopsis as far as where this property was previously. We did go through PLUS twice, one in 2008 and recently, just because this was a new application. All the PLUS comments are in the booklet and have been addressed, as well as Chapter 99. And also drinking water as well. We got those approval. So there's been a lot of work done on this project, and unfortunately, it's just a timing issue and concern. I mean, that kind of extended our extension, so we went ahead and got all the approvals and went through the process. And I would like to add also that the letter that the planning director that submitted on March 3rd, too, as part of your package, which basically outlines that this area is a growth area, and it's in an area where this type of an RPC can mix with the existing community. And that's the reason why that there's a park up to the northeast corner, which is located here. That way it's kind of close to the town of Ellendale and also can be utilized by the community as well. So with that said, that concludes my presentation. If anyone has any questions, please feel free.
All right, sir. We'll do exactly that, and we'll start with Mr. Hudson.
No questions, thank you.
All right, sir. Mr. Ross?
We have had a rare occasion where after a project's built, there's been confusion about the size and scope of clubhouses and pools. Can you expand on what size you're planning of the pool and clubhouse so we can have it on the record?
Mr. Ross, I mean, typically at this time, I mean, we usually have, I think on the site plan, we didn't specify size, but 5,000. Yeah, 5,000 square feet is typical, but, you know, when we have to come back for an actual amenity site plan, and which would be more detailed as far as the actual building and, you know, meet all the parking requirements and actual size of the pool. But
5,000 should cover the number of units you have, and that's close enough for now. The other question I had was, do you know what the sewer allocation was for that property?
I'm not sure. I mean, we had to be annexed into the sewer district. I mean, there was allocations required for it, as well as with our pump station calculations. And, you know, the county has approved all the sewer requirements.
Sure. No, it's not a question of the approval. It's that we had a presentation by our county engineer yesterday, and he pointed out that sometimes the number of units that go on a property are well below the units that have been allocated.
Well, I can assure you that this one was actually allocated for this number of units because we had to get annexed into the sewer district. So
it was specific to it?
Yes, and when we annexed in, we actually specified the number of units. So.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, thank you. Ms.
Trout. On this, you know, three-pager or four-pager, you have the blue line that goes around the property, and then... And then on this one, what color is that?
Orange.
This is goldenrod.
So when you drive in the existing dirt road off of Old State, and you drive all the way back, there's a house all the way at the end.
Coupon, yellow.
Is that in that lot right there?
Yes,
is that part of?
Yes.
Okay. So the blue line on this is not delineating the actual property.
I don't know which. Oh, you're talking about.
It's not showing parcel 33.01.
Yeah, these parcels in our application are all included. Yes.
So that is part of it.
Yes.
So that so we don't have to worry about how that guy's gonna get in and out once you start
That's
the
correct.
Development. That's gonna be gone.
Yes. They're all gonna be combined as part of the application. You know, when the final record plan is done.
I don't have any more questions.
All right, sir. Thank you. Ms. Stevenson.
I don't have a question for them, I have a question for us. And maybe this isn't the right time. Can we require that they put in things like the tot lot before they build? Just because my experience has been that's one of the things that gets put off, and then people go, oh, I don't want it in my backyard, and then it doesn't happen. And somebody gets a really nice backyard, but...
We have the ability to place stipulations and conditions on an RPC. Typically, the way something like that, what might be expressed is that we would require the amenities to be constructed or after X number of permits or
That's
something
fine.
Like that. If so, certainly while we're deliberating and formulating a motion, that certainly could be taken into account. Let's see who this belongs to. This is going to be Mr. Hudson, so that would be something that we could communicate with Mr. Hudson about.
It also looks like it says, like we typically do, there's kind of two ways we do it. It's either building permits or, you know, a time frame.
Right.
And the other thing, just for the commission's benefit too, county engineering starting now to require amenity bonds so that there's a separate confirmation that amenity is actually bonded. So if it's not built, we can enforce it.
Actually, I think the bonding requirement probably addresses your concern even better, because I believe me, we get the same thing. People forget, you know, hope people forget about certain amenities. They would never happen. But with the bonding program now, it would be pretty hard for that to happen now. But we still have the ability to say that after a certain number, if we want to have something happen.
And just to also follow up with that question, the proposed conditions that we presented, I mean, on number 10, we actually have it in there when all that would be done. And that was just, there again, we just took that off the last conditions that Planning Commission and Council put on it. So I mean, it was 72 that all the amenities would be constructed.
After the 72nd.
Okay.
Yes.
Sorry, I must have missed that.
Yeah.
We just submitted it to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we just got him. So yeah,
I was literally looking at it while you were asking. So.
what we learned in the last downturn was that number of permits was a better way to do it than a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
Because what we were doing is we were saying amenities would have to be done in 3 years or something. Well, if the market crashes and they're not selling any homes, it's pretty hard to build amenities.
Right.
And folks were coming in and getting extensions, and so we just sort of changed the way we were doing it to the number of permits seems to be a little bit better.
Works for me.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
Good.
Mr. Ross? Am I going the right way?
It doesn't matter. Go anywhere you want. You're the chairman. You can go anywhere.
There you go. Thank you. Ms. Walls, anything?
Nothing for me. Thank you.
Brandaway?
None, thank you.
Ms. Cornwell?
None, thank you.
Counselor?
Just one, actually two, just to clarify. And it's just information you gave. Can you give me, just so I got the right numbers, the breakdown on the lots versus multifamily?
Sure. We had 224 singles and 72 towns.
Okay. 72. And then also you said, and I don't want to have you misstate it, so I'm not sure how the right way to ask it, but you gave an acreage. I don't know if that was open space or conservation area, and it was like 36 something, I think was the number. Just if you
I was going in conservation, I thought. You
yeah,
said
that's it. If I could get the right number and just so we got it correct, what it was for.
Northern piece.
I want to say you said.
I remember it was 36, and I thought it was that was going in a conservation easement.
Yeah, there's a.
I think there's 75 total.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe,
yeah.
All right.
It's 36 of an easement.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a lot of
work.
It's you know what? It's probably even on the map too.
Yeah, it's actually on the plans themselves. Because
yeah.
We have what's going to be the conservation.
I read that.
So open space was 76 acres. All right.
Yeah, I had it broken out.
Yeah.
Vince,
That's
I just came across it.
No, that's right.
It's in this book somewhere.
Yeah,
oh,
I mean,
no,
I just.
He just said it. That's
oh, here it
just,
is. Well, residual lands, 0.55. Right of way, 0.81. Land granted to Sussex County, 0.08. Open space, 76.9. Stormwater management, 6.83. Wetlands area, 15.05.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I just, yeah. Well, anyways,
it's on the drawing too.
Yeah, that's where I saw it was on the drawing.
Yeah.
So both places.
Yeah, but those two areas would be as part of the actually, it's in the conditions too.
Yeah, it says conservation easements shall be created for.
Area.
Yep. Okay. So those aren't like donations. They're just going to be easements that they can't be disturbed.
That is correct.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
You know, that way they can't be cleared or.
Right.
Yeah, for any other reason.
Okay, that's all I had, Mr.
Is that it? Okay. All right, gentlemen, thank you. Take a seat nearby if you would, please, and let's see if anyone's here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1817 Laborio Ellendale LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1817? Anyone on the commission have any additional questions?
No, thank you.
There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Okay, our next public hearing is an ordinance